Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. To know that Jesus is mine. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. To know that Jesus is mine. Singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. And Father, we rise this morning to tell you thank you for your loving kindness and for your tender mercies. We thank you for another day that you've made, another day that you've allowed us to see. Thank you for allowing us to rise this morning with our right minds and with joy in our hearts, knowing that you are our God, that you are our Redeemer, that you are everything that we needed more, and we want to say thank you. Thank you for another day that you have made. Thank you for the promise and the hope that you have for today. Thank you for the victory, oh God, that you already have expected for us. Thank you for the ending, God, that you have already ordered, God, and that you know the pathways and the steps that we take. Thank you for being omnipotent, God. Thank you for being omnipresent. God, thank you for being omniscient, God. Thank you, God, for being such an awesome God. While we fail so much, while we have so many different shortcomings, God, you never fail. You never cease to amaze us, God. You're magnificent in all your ways. You're glorious in all your ways. And we thank you for being such an awesome God. No wonder the songwriter said, what a mighty God we serve. Because, God, words cannot even express really how great you are. But with our limited vocabulary, with our limited capability, well, God, with our limited words that we can come up with, God, we say thank you this morning. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise for blessing us to see another day. Thank you, God, that I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on you. God, there's joy in my soul, God, because I know who you are. I have a relationship with you because you have done so much for me. And God, I thank you for having a desire to have a relationship with me. I thank you for the Bible lesson, God, that as we began the series on verse John and how John talked about how you are verified, that you are the word of life. that you are the Word and you are the life. And he put them together and said that you are the Word of life. And he thanked you, God, for allowing us to have fellowship with you, which means, God, that no longer do we have to serve you in a ritualistic way. But now we can have direct relationship with you, direct fellowship with you. And I thank you for the access that Jesus provided when he shed his blood on Calvary's cross for our sins. Thank you for reconnecting us back to you, Lord. Thank you for reconciling man back to you. And thank you for having the desire, God, to be in a relationship with me. God, that tells me that I'm somebody important, God, because you want to commune with me. You want to abide with me. You want to dwell in me because you made me to be a vessel of honor in the mighty name of Jesus. My body does not belong to me, but it belongs to the Holy Spirit. This temple, this body that you made for me, oh God, you made it so that your Spirit can dwell within me. And he allows me to walk right. He allows me to talk right. He allows me to live right and to live a holy and an acceptable life. And not only does he intercede on my behalf to help me to live right, to walk right, to talk right, but when things are going tough and words cannot even express, I can't generate words because of the cares and the frustration. Oh, God, and the stress of this world is bearing down on me, God. He takes my moanings and my groanings and takes them and brings them before you, God, and interprets them for you so that you'll know what's going on inside of your people. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for being in me. Thank you, God, for filling me with your Holy Spirit. And God, I thank you that he's a keeping power. I thank you that he's a strengthening power. I thank you that he's a renewing power, that he breathes in life into us as long as we lean not into our own understanding and we continue to wait and trust in you. And not only is he renewing and refreshing and strengthening power, but he gives us power to be witnesses for you, power to tell our testimony. Boldness to tell our testimony, to let men and women know that Jesus still saves and that he performs miracles in the lives of your people. I thank you, God, because you have not left us. According to your word, you promised, Lord, that you would never leave us nor ever forsake us. And, God, you continue to show yourself mighty, and you continue to show yourself strong. You did it for me yesterday, God. I know this is not testimonial service, but, God, I just want to thank you for making a way out of no way, Lord. You know, I've been without my computer for over a week now, Lord, and I thought that it was going to cost a ton of money to repair, Lord, but as I took it to the shop, God, there was a recall order on that specific issue, God, that I had going on with the computer, Lord. I didn't have the resources to pay the bill, God. I didn't have the resources to buy a new computer, but God, you made a way out of no way, and you did that, God, because I remained steadfast and unmovable, God. I did not waver in what you asked me to do. I continued to press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I remain faithful in my giving. I remain obedient, God, in what you asked me to do. Faithful in my attendance. Obedient to my leader, God. Oh, God, and obedience is better than sacrifice, Lord. But I thank you, God, that you allowed me to continue to trust in you. And, God, you showed yourself to be faithful. You showed yourself to be just because you're not a respecter of person. Because what you have done for one, you have done for another. And I want to say thank you, God, today, for your ways are the right ways to go, God. I want to say thank you, God, today, because you're faithful, oh, God, and consistent, and you never fail, God. You never fail. And you may not come when we want you to do, when we want you to, but you're always right on time. And so with joy in my heart this morning, God, I say thank you. Because we serve such a mighty God, and we can't be selfish with your greatness. We can't be selfish with the things that you do for us. We have to be bold to share with someone the good news of Jesus. Give us that boldness, Holy Ghost, to share the good news of Jesus, to let someone know that he still lives and that he reigns. And he reigns deep down in my soul, and he lives deep down in my soul, and that he's done so many great and wonderful things. I pray this morning that you will lead us and guide us and direct us on this day. for the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, Lord, we ask that you wash us and cleanse us now. We plead the blood of our lives. We plead the blood of our hearts. We plead the blood of our thoughts. We plead the blood of our actions. We plead the blood in our homes. We plead the blood on our jobs, because the blood has not lost any of its power. It still heals. It still delivers. It still sets free. It still makes whole. And God, and it still washes every single crimson stain. We plead the blood even now. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So we plead the blood over your people right now. Under those that are on this call, under the sound of my voice, that you will wash us and forgive us of every single sin that we have committed. Forgive us of those sins of omission, those sins that we have omitted, God, and cannot recall, and the sins of commission as well, God, those sins that we do know about, God, but that we have not confessed them. Forgive us right now in the mighty name of Jesus and draw us back near to thee. We don't want to fall away like the children of Israel, and God, they fell into a reprobate state. God, their minds and their hearts, they thought that they were living right, but they were living outside of your will in a foulness, God, in a state of, oh God, of sin, a state of filthiness before you, God. Oh, God, bring us back out of darkness into your marvelous light in the name of Jesus, and wash us, make us whole, God, so that nothing will be able to separate us from your love on this day. We declare that neither death or life or principalities or powers or darkness, oh God, or wickedness, God, nothing shall be able to separate us from your love on this day. We are determined to walk with you. We are determined to live for you. We are determined, God, to declare you, God, everywhere we go. Touch us right now, God. From the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, and make us whole and make us right and draw us nearer into thy presence. And if you do this, God, then we can intercede on behalf of others. We can cast all our cares upon you, Lord, because you can handle them. And not only can you handle them, but you told us in your word that you care for us. And you do that so that we won't be burdened and heavy laden, and that we won't be overcome and we won't be overwhelmed, Lord, that we won't go about worrying, Lord, because worrying does not do anything but cause us to continue to fail. But give us the mindset to put our whole heart and whole trust in you. Oh, God, to let you know that we trust you without a doubt, God, because you will surely, without a doubt, bring us out, Lord. Give us to trust you in every situation. Oh, God, not to be worn down by the cares of this world. But even right now, God, we cast our cares over to you, God. We cast our financial situations over to you. We cast our children over to you. We cast our spouses, our loved ones over to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We cast our physical ailments. We cast them over to you right now. We cast our enemies, God, over to you right now. We cast over our job situations. We cast them over to you right now, God, and you'll never fail a case. You'll never drop the ball. You'll never come up short, so we can give them all over to you, because you can handle each and every one of our cares. Thank you, God, for being so strong and mighty. Thank you, Lord, for being so faithful and true. Thank you, Lord, today, for just being who you are and just being God all by yourself. There is none like you. You're magnificent, God. There is none that can compare to you. No one can compare to you. Oh, God, we can search all over, and no one can compare to you. So we bless you, Lord, this morning with all of our hearts, with all of our minds, and with all of our soul. We love you, Lord, today. We magnify you, and we bless your name. For the steps of the good man are ordered, so order our steps, God, and we know that they will be ordered. Lead us, God, because you said you would lead us in the paths of righteousness. So, God, we know that we will be led today. Oh, God, help us to seek after you, Lord. Oh, God, because you promised in your word that we can find you. Oh, God, we stand at the door and knock. Oh, God, we need you to invite us in. Come sup with us, Lord. Come abide with us today. Inhabit the praises of your people, God. You are a wonderful God. You are a wonderful Savior. We love you, Lord, today with all of our heart, God. You're magnificent in all your ways, Lord. We give you the glory. glory, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify you and lift up your name, God, for you are worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. We praise your name today. We pray for Missionary Miller, who's on travel, God. Give her safe Charlie mercies and grace. Bring her back home safely. We pray for Jennifer Rice and her family, Lord. You know the situation that's going on in the family. We pray that you bring order to a situation that may not that is out of order, Lord. You do all things well, God. We place our lives into your hands, Lord. We trust you. And so we place those lives, that situation, that family into your hands, God. And we ask, oh, God, that you fix it and you make a way and you clean it up, God. And you do all things well just like you always do, God. And make that union strong, God. Oh, God, bind the hand of the enemy, oh, God, who comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. We speak life right now, God. We bind confusion right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we speak life right now into that situation. God, we pray for Lil Shay, and she's making her way out here, God. Oh, God, let everything be set up, oh, God, to be an environment that will be effective for her. Oh, God, that will allow her to have a relationship with you, Lord. And that you can heal every hurt and heal every harm, oh, God, and that we can love on her, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us have a heart to love today, to love even our enemies, Lord. Oh, God, to have a hater day, as one of my favorite songwriters said, to make them, to those that hate us and those that try to persecute us, to love on them so that we make them feel like they are the greatest thing in the world today. Help us to love our enemy, Lord, today. In the mighty name of Jesus. And then you will make our enemies our footstool. You will heap crowns of coal. You'll heap coals of fire, thank you, Holy Ghost, on their heads because of the love that we share towards them. Bless us this day. Let this day be a day of victory, God, a day of overcoming, a day of breakthrough, God, a day of healing, God, a day of, God, abundance in you. And if you do this, God, we'll give your name the glory and the honor and the praise. I'm praying really long, God, so I must stop now. But we thank you, God, because you are so mighty and you are so strong. Bless us and order our steps this day. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise on this day. For you are worthy of the praise and worthy of the glory. Thank you, Lord, today. I pray for my leader, Bishop Thomas. I pray for Praise Center, God, that you will bless us. I thank you for the opportunities that you have availed me to serve, and I thank you for the opportunities that you have availed our church to serve as well. I pray for our food distribution this weekend, God, that you will send in those that are in need, God. Send out the word, God, to let people know that we are there, God, and give us the avenues and the ways to be able to share to people what we are doing there at Praise Center. Thank you for the great ministry that you've given me to shepherd, and I thank you for the harvest that is coming our way from the seeds that we have sown. Bless us and continue to keep us, God, are my prayers this day. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.